And welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is a beautiful Monday, May 20th, 2024. I am here once again with the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you, sir?
I am confused because I have been laying down pavers all weekend and forgot everything that had happened the previous week, including the Goon's plea, which Crutch has reminded me of when it happened and how it happened and us agreeing to it, and then me just pretending like it never happened.
You know, you're really supposed to be more our age before that happens. So I'm just going to throw that out there. It could be heat stroke. It's been a warm down there in Texas.
I mean, we do have an excuse.
Yes, we do. Happy birthday, Goon.
Happy birthday, Crutch.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
How are things there from the youthful quadrant?
So you're talking to the Chief now, right?
No, I'm talking to you. I'm holding down the ancient quadrant, remember?
Well, no, you're not ancient anymore because I'm only a year behind you now.
Oh, that's true.
That's right. 361 days of the year, we're fine. For those 4 days between our birthday, you are 2 years older than me, therefore you are ancient. That's how my mind works.
Okay, I'll just call you Junior that entire time and treat you like you know nothing.
Well, get in line.
I was going to say, what is the difference here?
Sorry. Wait, that would be day ending in Y.
Oh, boy. So, anyway. My excuse is as Crutch calculated, I had lifted half a ton of equipment, and my brain could no longer function properly.
That's right. Do you remember the scene in the Ten Commandments, where Charlton Heston is slopping through the mud to make the bricks? That was Chief. He's laying down 5-pound pavers, and what was 100 of them? You said.
Yeah, it was actually 104, but that's because I had bought 4 just to get the sizing correct.
Ah, okay.
But yes, it was 100. It was painful, and it is done.
That is the best part. And it looks beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. It's it's up to the Chief whether or not we'll share the picture, but it looks beautiful.
Well, I will share when everything is finished, because I tried to do mortar with tile, and that did not work. And then, do you know that feeling when you step on tile and there's a hole in where it's supposed to be all solid, and then your foot goes through?
Oh.
Well, that didn't just happen once. That happened 3 times. I only had 5 tiles. So
yeah.
I need to put 3 across. Right. So now there's going to be a mosaic where I try to put this together, because the tiles don't come in singles. They only come in boxes. And those were expensive boxes. And we were just reusing it because the bathroom that you used when you had your ghastly encounter, that is the pile that I was using.
That's a ghostly encounter. Because a ghastly encounter would have been like after burritos.
Well, it wouldn't burrito. But you did say that the restroom did have that encounter. Because it was 3 a.m.
Well, okay, yeah.
You had a restroom encounter? Do we want to talk about that?
This is the ghost.
Ah.
You do remember, right, Goon?
Yes, but I slept peacefully through that whole thing.
Well, you were armed. You had your armor on.
Yes, my charisma shield prevented the ghost from talking to me.
Exactly.
Maybe it was the ghost of Khan. You know, this is... this is...
Now, the ghost came in, he heard Goon... And he was worried about a lightsaber. Yeah.
It doesn't sound... Well, yeah, it does, actually.
Is this place close to City Alpha 5?
This is City Alpha 5.
Everybody who doesn't watch the original Star Trek just went.
Well, no, that was a movie. So it came up with...
Yeah, that was...
Right, but based on the original Star Trek characters.
Yeah. Right, that was two.
The Ravathacon was movie number two.
Number one...
Was good. Right.
Number one was Captain Kirk in pajamas.
Well, and, you know, saying a lot of, what's going on?
That was Pike, wasn't it?
No, first one was V'ger.
Yeah, first one was V'ger, but it was Captain Kirk. Part of the problem with that movie is it was directed by Robert Wise, the same guy who did Sound of Music.
The hills are alive with the sound of Klingons.
Well, what you got, if you think about it, was a lot of wonderful cinematography and photography.
Right, and some beautiful music, which, yeah.
You know, and you know, that just wasn't really the right choice for a science fiction epic. Then two was Wrath of Khan, a solid movie. Three was Search for Spock.
That's Save the Whale, right?
Then Save the Whales, which I personally like.
Save the Whales was four?
Four, yes.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Because they were still... Yeah.
Three was Search for Spock.
Looking for your nuclear vessels.
I think they're in Alameda.
So
Hurricane and I do that joke every time we happen to be in San Francisco.
She was a walk-on and refused to just not say anything. So she ad-libbed that whole thing, and they just went with it.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, because I was watching the outtakes of movies that were better than what was written. And that's how far back they went.
TV series.
Well, it's that YouTube channel, so...
Then five was the ill-fated Captain Kirk meets God.
Ugh.
Why does God need a starship?
That was a valid question.
Yeah, but maybe the only valid dialogue in the whole movie.
Hey, look, no, because I as you quote that, the Alameda, I would walk up to people and say, I feel your pain, share it with me. You know, I would quote Cybok as much as possible.
Oh, okay.
That's frightening.
Okay. You know what? I gotta give you that one. I gotta give you the Cybok thing.
Cybok.
Then what was Vulcan? Was that the undiscovered country?
Yeah, that was Klingons quoting Shakespeare.
Right, because he was a great Klingon. You know, it sounds best in the original Klingon.
And then seven was the transition one to the Next Generation.
Right. Then we had bald Englishmen with French names.
You know, so the robot.
Bald was okay. Scotsman with French names.
The robot was okay.
The robot?
Yeah, Data.
Oh, well, yeah.
I know he's an android. I'm just being a jerk.
Yeah. Nice guy.
I don't remember.
Nice guy.
What was that one called? Voyages or something like that?
Generations.
Okay.
So and then the one after that was the one where Baldy goes and rescues the refugees, right?
Well, they were refugees because they were all the same people.
Yeah. But I mean, either way, that one rates a 10 on the suck-o-meter for Goon.
Well, that was you skipped First Contact, which is the Borg.
Oh, right. That was the eighth movie.
Yeah.
Right.
That one was okay. That one was Hot Lips getting drunk with the warp inventor guy.
Yep, Zefram Cochrane.
Zefram Cochrane, thank you. And I can't remember what Hot Lips' name in the show was. I remember the actress's real name because she was so special when we saw her.
You mean Sirtis?
I believe.
Yeah, Showcat says we may not speak of her.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Glad to see Showcat's here. We may need some advice from Showcat.
What advice?
I think she could give some advice to your new tenants. Don't you?
She has already prepared a public service announcement.
Oh, very nice.
Very good.
Because she cares.
Apparently, yeah, the chief has got some, he's got some borders, or I don't know. Just they're hiding out underneath your house, right?
Oh, but they're cute, and they're tough.
Yeah. But the chief isn't going to talk about them.
I don't know what to say, you know.
New house guests, come on.
They're not, so that's the thing. Guests are invited.
Really?
Yes. So, right.
You haven't met many members of my family. No.
Is that like that old joke? What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
What's that?
Outlaws are wanted.
Oh,
wow. Yes, now we're talking. Bear through.
Showcab advises that you treat them as little furry overlords.
So, he who can't be named. And we're not talking about the POD.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you talking about the guy who runs Slytherin? I need some context.
So, I don't know anything about Harry Potter, so can't be that. But I do know Slytherin and Harry Potter are in the same universe.
Yeah, there you go.
People keep talking about it. But what I didn't know was that because I just finished watching Blood of Zeus, and which is an animation on Netflix. So at first I thought,
I started Netflix.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those. There's no real hero. Like everyone, I have my agenda,
right?
And that's just what I'm out to do. And then, but they kept saying he who cannot be named, and then they named him.
Of course they did.
It's what like the old name? English cereal.
His name was Bulb. Bulb's your uncle. No, that's not.
No, that's Bob's your uncle.
That's what I said, Bulb's your uncle.
No, oh, you said Bob. All right.
Bulb.
Well, all I know is that it explains a lot of a Greek mythology.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I had to look some of it up, and I was like, oh, okay, well, they're at least keeping it accurate.
Really? Okay, considering I'm willing to bet, and this may just be me, you know, throwing a dart in the universe, I'm willing to bet this anime wasn't produced in Greece.
It was not.
Yeah. Nice to see that they, you know, didn't do any cultural appropriation. Just saying.
Well, does it need to be produced in Greece or by Greeks?
Yes. Yes. All the actors need to be Greek. Otherwise, it's appropriation. Just saying.
Wow. You're almost ready for a membership in the Methodist Church.
I will not watch any rendition of Romeo and Juliet unless the actors were both born in Verona. Just saying.
Well, that's going to cut down. That's going to give you more time to pursue other interests because you won't be watching any entertainment.
Have you seen anything lately that was entertaining?
So I thought the clip the chief sent me on my old denomination was pretty entertaining and sad.
So many of, at least three of the voice actors are Greek.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome.
Is that good enough for you?
Well, who am I? I'm not.
I mean, do you need the pronouns too? What are we talking about here?
I wish I knew the pronouns in Greek. That would be hilarious right now. But I don't.
Can you tell me why there are two pronouns? all the time?
Well, because what do you mean? Like he, her, that, or her, what is it? She, her?
Yeah.
Okay. So the one is the, what is the one is the possessive, like her box, her friend, her car, her house. Right. And she is the, I don't have an English degree.
The article?
Yes.
The article, maybe. Then, because this person was getting thrown out of their house. And while they were getting thrown out, they were screaming at their parents saying, stop misgendering me.
Nah.
And then this woman said, my pronouns are he, they. And he, they. Yes.
That's not right.
So, I guess it's okay because my pronouns are grok and.
No, if you're going to do it right, it would be he, them, not he, they. Well, right? You need one of each of the two, right?
I don't. This is why I ask the question.
Uh-huh. I don't care. I'm not going to do it. So, but watching the Methodist clip with all the people at the conference giving their pronouns and whatever gender they identify with at that moment. I think my favorite, though, was the bishop who was told that she had misgendered someone.
Mm-hmm.
I think the irony was priceless.
Yeah. Isn't that great? You know, you want to play this game and then somebody, you know, points out you just broke the rules. Well, there you go.
I'm hoping that was a bishop that was thinking of retiring because you know what? You know what one of the rules they passed was?
Mm.
You can't leave.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
You can't leave. Good thing we're not in.
I know.
So I'm wondering, since you successfully got out of that scenario,
mm-hmm.
what is the difference between the current United Methodist Church and the aliens from Independence Day?
You know, I don't know. I was only supposed to go to a barbecue, and then they came down with all this nonsense. So, not a lot. And they do want us all to die.
Yeah, that's what always rings in my head, because that is also Data, who got that role. And
oh yeah,
he had the best line in that movie. That is so much like people we work with. They don't let us out much.
Yeah.
I wish we had an opportunity to tell him that. I'm like, you have no idea how right that was. You have no conception.
From those of us who are living your life, thank you for being our avatar in the outside world. So frightening. It's bad when the extroverts in your group are looking at other people's shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I tried to explain that to folks, but they didn't want to believe me. But so I took the clip from Independence Day because I wasn't sure if after watching that again, I was like, is this Antifa or is it alien? Because the tactics are the same.
Could be the Palestinian terrorists or whatever they're called.
No,
Hamas holes.
They're the smelly ones who are in the college campuses right now.
Hamasketeers.
Yeah, wait a second. Smelly people. Smelly people.
That was
what Hamasketeers.
I thought that was AOC and her ilk were the Hamasketeers, but
I don't know who came up with that, but I will give them a dollar.
Oh, that
AOC. AOC. It was, yeah. AOC. Ilhan. You know, and they have like shirts with their names on them and stuff. Well, all we need to do is write a song for him.
Give me an afternoon and a small shot of Jack Daniels up.
Bob Iger will probably do it for us, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, he did come up with why they're losing money. Did you guys see that?
why Disney's coming losing money?
Yeah. Why do you think Disney's losing money?
Because they don't have a product anybody wants because they've decided to get out of the actual entertainment business.
Right, and then pursue an agenda rather than entertainment.
Well, yeah.
Right?
You know,
No.
Say go, that's go, not, go broke.
That's not it.
No?
That's, you're wrong.
COVID.
You're wrong. And you're probably racist for thinking of it, too.
Racist COVID.
No, it's because they tried to tell too many stories.
You mean like it, lying to themselves? Yes, that would be.
Yeah,
that's kind of accurate.
That would be one of the stories they should actually be telling to themselves. But and the stock dropped like another 6 points after he said that.
Well, because the people owning the stock think he's a wing nut at that point.
The teleprompter just skipped something. They were just telling too many bad stories.
Yes.
I've heard that the Cinderella's been finally permanently shelved.
The one with the
lady who hates
Cinderella, or
Cinderella story, yeah, that one.
Or Snow White.
I'm sorry, Snow White. I'm sorry. I'm old
seven magical creatures. Right. We have all the new names for the magical creatures.
That's right.
Sleazy, dizzy, you know.
Angry.
Oh, yeah.
Persecuted. Offended.
One of them will be that lady that
Karen
Chief and I met a few years ago at the David Trone rally.
Plastic Hitler.
Plastic Hitler.
Yes, indeed. Hold my hair.
Really? Was she like,
I'm a woman. No, you're not.
Welcome, okay. Elsie. I think she could legitimately make that claim. Lady, maybe not. Woman, yes.
Yes. I asked Hurricane to describe what a woman was, because she went to an all-women's college.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, then you know what a woman is. And she said, yeah, they have the two... Is it women have two X chromosomes?
Yes.
That's it. So she goes, they have two X chromosomes. That's how you define a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Can't change that, can you?
I'm surprised that somebody hasn't come up with a quote-unquote therapy for that.
It's probably in the works.
But the problem with that is there's no coming back.
Yeah. It's a destructive test.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys heard, it was a while back, but the Chinese were using CRISPR to genetically alter humans. And
gee, what could possibly go wrong?
The first time he said, hey, I made humans, the doctor said, I made this child resistant to AIDS. Well, not only did that not work, but something horrible happened to the child. So then, you lose your license and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So then, more recently, the Chinese said, you know what? Humans are dumb. Why don't we give CRISPR to AI and see what he can do? And then AI basically said, hey, there's all this junk DNA that you don't use. What happens if we just remove that? Mm-hmm. And if you look, the new Chinese males are more prone to susceptibility or suggestion. They're taller. They're stronger. They need less oxygen. It's like, huh? It's almost like
breeding them
for modify. I don't know what they're doing. Besides, make it, you know, the super soldier project is finally being done, not like Stalin was trying with gorillas, because that was.
I was hoping you were going to tell me when they removed all the DNA we don't use, you got Droolin' Joe.
I don't
think that's it, but it's just amazing. It's amazing that we're in a time when it's like, hey, we have this dangerous thing. Why don't we give it to something that we can't really control and we don't know how they're going to use it? And it just says, oh, you want the optimal person who's subservient to the state? This is what you do.
Exactly.
Because now the person doesn't have empathy and they will carry out your orders without a second thought.
See, that's what Microsoft needs.
Called Copilot.
Tongue, buddy.
It's called Copilot.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that right here. All I got to do is push the button and it'll install itself for me. And yeah, anybody want to guess if that's happening?
Not on your cold, dead hand.
Yeah. So, Crutch.
Huh?
I hear we have an end of sorts to the story of the sad transmission, the little escape that could.
Well, I like to think of it as a story that has both a beginning and an end and a beginning. That makes sense. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So once upon a time, as you all know, I've had a lot of fun and games with my Ford Escape. The transmission 3 weeks ago basically just went into every gear is neutral on a busy highway with the three numbers, and I pulled over.
And golly, you said, what happened?
Yeah, golly and gosh, a lot. So car sat around. They finally decided that it was going to get a new transmission. And literally the same day the new transmission arrived at the dealership, I was leaving in the vehicle because apparently that's how long it takes to install a transmission. I got the car home.
Maybe they get a lot of practice at it, just saying.
Well, yeah, maybe. If they did, I wish they'd do a better job because I got the car home. And all of a sudden, I've got this new indicator on my screen that basically one of my front headlights is out. I thought, okay, well, you know, car sat around. It's very possible the bother. Bulb went south, so I went and bought a new bulb, and I put the bulb in, and still was dead. And I did the old switcheroo check where I took the good bulb from the driver's side and put it on the passenger and swapped the brand new bulb I had put in the passenger side on the driver's side. And lo and behold, the driver's side light still lit, and the passenger side still wasn't lit, so that tells me my bulbs are okay, but my wiring sucks. So I...
Golly gee, how could that happen?
Who could say? Who can say? So I called my dealership, you know, whose initials are Apple Ford, and...
I was going to ask you if that was that dealership that's colloquially known as Apple Ford.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a code name is Apple Ford. So I called them and I said, you know, my vehicle was in your possession for 3 weeks and now I bring it home and there's a dead light and it's more than just a bulb. And I was put on hold for 15 minutes.
Were they deeply shocked?
Well, where I can only assume they you know, organized to get their story straight. And they came back and told me, well, it was working when it left here. It's just a coincidence. If you wish to get that fixed, you should call our Quick Lane service, which is in an entirely different building. So they forwarded...
And which, based on the name, that means you're going to get service like today.
You would think Quick Lane, right?
But it would be my guess. You
would have guessed wrong. Because Quick Lane basically said, well, we're too busy. We'll see you in 2 weeks. If you want something sooner, call the dealership. I'm like, they are the ones who sent me to you. Needless to say, I hung up on him and I went to my local gas station and they've already verified that there is no electricity reaching the socket. So the claim that the bulb was working when it left Appleford is specious at best and most likely a downright lie.
Just a coincidence.
I'm sure. Just a coincidence. And needless to say, I will not be going back to Apple Ford. I'm happy that the transmission didn't cost me as much as it could have. But I believe I have used up all the luck I wish to spend on that organization. And I will take my chances elsewhere. My local gas station will be probably finishing the work up Wednesday.
Yeah, they actually had an appointment that was convenient for you.
Yes. Crazy, isn't it? I mean, actually, yeah. To be honest with you, I dropped it off and they looked at it today and were able to verify, you know, just today. The thing was, they were going to go ahead and do the work, but they had to take the bumper off, in which case they'd have to keep the car for tomorrow, and I kind of needed to go to work, you know, make money and pay all my bills and stuff. But
You know, if it wasn't for your habits, you wouldn't need to do that.
You mean like shelter and food?
That's what I was thinking. Eat regularly and sleep indoors. Yeah.
It's like, I know. I'm such a luxuriant. Whew. But
one day you'll get asking an awful lot.
I will not be in need of my vehicle on Thursday, for I am going to be riding with the family to go watch my niece graduate. Congratulations, young lady. Job well
done. Congratulations. What will she be?
She is getting a degree in education and early child development, and she's got her teaching certificate already, and she's ready to roll.
Outstanding.
And she got the best training ever because she was over in the Eastern Shore of Maryland school districts. And frankly, it's like their version of the hood kids. It was a tough school she was doing her college work in. So I'm pretty sure she could handle herself anywhere now. They want her to come back. They loved her so much. But she's like,
We'll see.
So that's good.
One of the, how about no?
Well, you know, it's funny. From what I understand, the principal actually said she should go to a regular school because she's had enough of this place. She should see what it's like at a regular school. I was like, well, look at you. That's nice, you know.
Imagine that, saying no to your children or your students.
Huh. Yeah.
I have been amusing myself lately with the videos of kids who have never been said no to when they get, like, arrested for DWI.
Oh, Lord.
I
go now? I've got finals tomorrow. No, you don't.
Yeah. A lot of the police officers I watch say things like, we're beyond that now.
It's not good when we're beyond things. Not even close.
A lot of them resort to whimpering for mommy, which really, really makes the goon laugh.
Well, mommy usually gets out of these problems, so yeah.
Well, they get most upset when they're being perp walked into the cruiser. That's when they start to realize this might be for real. You would have thought that would have occurred in their tiny little minds a little earlier.
Well,
such as the point where the officer says, I'm arresting you for driving while under the influence of alcohol.
Not if you're too stoned to hear the words.
You know, some of them are, but a lot of them are just angry, entitled little brats.
A lot of that.
I saw one where the girl would not get out of her father's car.
Because it's safe in there. They can't get to me.
And apparently she has had some other problems because the father was very calm, but he called the cops. And he said, I have a woman in my car and she won't get out. Will you please come and make her leave?
This is his own daughter.
And it's his own daughter.
Outstanding.
And he even told that to the cops. He's like, listen, she has a lot of problems, and I'm tired of this. And she's just there going, no, I'm not getting out of the car. You'll be taking me home.
Nope.
And kept trying to divert, you know, she goes, well, I work for the city, the officer tells her. Well, does the city own this street? Who owns that pebble? She just got kind of crazy.
Kind of.
And so eventually they leaned over and said, we're arresting you for trespass. You need to exit the vehicle now. And she didn't want to do that. So the two officers assisted her.
How'd that go?
You know, she was kicking at them and they went, wow, you just kicked my partner. That's assaulting. Yeah. And what did he, assaulting a Leo, he said. Which I get, right?
Mm-hmm.
A law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, a Leo, like people born in August? You know, she thinks she's making a clever joke with the bracelets on and being forced into them. And then she kicked one officer. And he goes, well, that's assault. And then she kicked him. And he goes, oh, two assaults.
You know, because you get to serve those consecutive. Just saying.
Yeah.
So, speaking of the law, and the shenanigans that I saw in the courtroom today, from the orange man, the other one who cannot be named.
This is the New York trial right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so one going on, right? The other one's in permanent holding pattern.
Yes. So not
like only that judge has had enough.
So what do you do? And you know, this is not like Speed Pop Quiz Animal, what do you do, but it turns out the whole thing that was based on a particular person's testimony, that person not only had lied about things, but stuff that I didn't even know that had gone on. And apparently the look on the orange man's face was like, he didn't know that this had happened. And you guys being parents know I'm just disappointed.
Right.
Because that is...
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
And so now what is going to happen? Because I heard that it started getting rowdy and they had to dismiss everyone and the feed was cut. But if this all happens like that, like just entitled people thinking, oh, I can do whatever, and I've gotten away with it for so long, who's to say I can't just keep this going? You know, the gravy train hasn't run out.
Well, I mean, if you believe that the case was ever about convicting he who cannot be named with orange hair, that's, you know, then you're playing 2D chess. And
this was only about slowing him down enough so that he wouldn't get elected.
Slowing him down and bankrupting him. Right.
Yeah.
Throw enough things at him where he can't be on the campaign trail and he can't be spending money and Emperor Palpatine will win again. And that's not working.
Ice cream for everybody.
The thing that I heard today basically was the whole gist of this case is that a certain porn actress was paid money to not talk about an affair she had with a politician running for president.
Allegedly had, because he's still saying that she never had it, or he never had it with her.
Well, but now I hear that the money the Orange Man was supposed to pay really wasn't paid by Orange Man. It was paid by the liar who mortgaged his own house and made the payment on Orange Man's behalf in an effort to ingratiate himself. Here, look what I've done. Can I be part of your secret super fantastic club?
I want a Dakota ring. I want an Orange Man Dakota ring.
Exactly. Who doesn't? Come on. And they said, well, thanks for doing that, but no. And then he got his feelings hurt, and that's when it all went horribly, horribly wrong. The thing that kills me is, you know, I'm not a lawyer. Don't play one on radio or podcast or anything. But even I know that the first rule of being a lawyer is never ask a question you don't already know the answer to. So how is it that he's the prosecution's best witness if this stuff is coming out in the middle of the trial? Like, you didn't ask this before? Like, my first question to this guy would be, so, Orange Man gave you the money to give the porn star. Well, no, he didn't. Okay, hold it. Time out. We may not have a case here.
Yeah. Close all watertight doors. Sound collision alarm.
It's like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Holy cow.
I did hear that the porn star and her husband said that that they would leave the country if they lose the trial.
Well, this time it is because, what is his name? The Bill Maher.
The Bill Maher.
Yes. He did an interview with said star, in which she stated that everything was consensual, and basically, she made it sound like it was just a transaction. But when she was on the stand, she made it sound like she was forced into it.
Right, she went completely Me Too moment,
and then Bill Maher had that uh-oh, maybe I was wrong moment. Because he said, I actually interviewed her. This isn't what she said.
Yes, the internet is forever.
So once again, we're stuck with what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Someone isn't telling the truth. Lots of people feel vindicated just because they're like, well, we have been saying this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You are just now catching on to it. While other people are saying, how could this be? You know, our justice system is the best.
Right.
So what does one do?
Well, it was before Ice Cream Boy and Cackles the Clown got in charge.
Well, they usually divert. And of course, I heard today that they've got a new pandemic that's 25% kill rate. There you go. Get ready for it, guys.
What's it based off of? The bird flu?
Probably, yeah. So 25% of the birds are going to die.
We will see. Who can say?
Showcat tries to make that happen just on her own.
She's a good one. Just leave the eagles alone.
She's like, they're too big. She leaves. I notice occasionally we have Canada geese fly over, and she's not interested in them either.
You know, it's because Showcat follows the Clint Eastwood school of a man, or cat in this case, has got to know their limitations.
Yep. Now, Doug, on the other hand, sees the Canada goose and thinks, I could retrieve that.
As we see Doug flying off to Canada. I don't know. Has he ever had poutine? I mean, does he like French fries?
I actually don't know. I'll have to go get some McDonald's French fries and find out.
That'd be awesome.
Have you ever had poutine?
I have not. It sounds interesting, though.
I have had it, and I thought it was good.
I mean, it's French fries and gravy and what?
Cheese curds.
So cottage cheese. Without the...
They're more...
No way.
No, they're more like... you know when you go to an Indian restaurant and you have anything with paneer in it? Those kind of bigger chunks of cheese?
Mm.
It's more like that. It's not quite as big as that, but the ones I've had have been more like that.
Okay.
I haven't had this.
Well, I will include a link because there's a recipe. An authentic Canadian recipe, nonetheless.
I think it came out of Quebec, if I'm not mistaken.
The Quebecois. That's and the people up there that speak French, right?
That's right. Well, sort of French.
So why did you do a Southern accent to mock this French?
It would have been better if you did a Cajun accent, because that's where the Cajuns came from.
No, I did a Southern accent because, you know, they're the ones that are always asking questions like that. Sort of a Forrest Gump thing.
That was good. That was a nice recovery.
Thank you. Anyway.
We're not buying it, but it was a nice recovery.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, I will include a link to poutine because I'm a giver.
So, is this Vladimir Putin?
No, he's different.
No.
I will have you know, you can tell Siberian Express that when I was at rehearsal tonight and they asked me to sing the national anthem, I did. Just not the one they wanted.
Oh, man.
There's poutine. It's French fries.
So, there's a new set of memes out there where Drew and Joe is asleep on a chair. And Putin walks up and puts balloons on the chair and starts chuckling as the balloons take him. And he flies off. And it looks more like up at that point.
Yeah.
And it's basically Putin just doing stuff to the poor old man Bayo, who's constantly asleep and unaware that it's happening to him.
And with Biden, it wouldn't be, he wouldn't have a nice dog like Doug with him.
No.
It would be his dog, which is not nice.
And his dog.
What's his dog's name? Ripper or something like that.
Well, no, the dog has bitten more people you know, them. It everything about this administration is amazing. Okay, that I think that is a safe word to use. Amazing.
Right. Well, the dog just identifies as a shredder.
Is he looking for turtle soup or like what?
That'd be Hillary's dog, Shredder.
Oh my gosh.
Right now, Bill Clinton, if he's listening to this, he's laughing. He would think that's funny.
Well, because Bill still has a sense of humor. He's the last Democrat to have a sense of humor.
You seen my wife. What the hell is I supposed to do?
So wrong.
Ooh, did I say that on the air?
Well, yes, you did. We're going to even leave it in.
I'm not sorry.
I know. But we're not sorry either. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed this show. It's been a lot of fun. We've really covered the gambit tonight. We've gone way, way geeky with the Star Trek movies. I got to vent about Appleford. And put away, we'll end with Putin and some really amazing commercials from the one and only talent on loan from God, the Goon.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Rotten Apple Ford, where quick service means come back in 2 weeks. This is as fast as Slowpoke Rodriguez, and with total disdain for their customers who keep them in business. And they sell Ford, so you have a trifecta of sadness and incompetence. And Apple hasn't been this bad since the one Eve found. And a cold, wet spring. Wouldn't it be great if spring were filled with rain and cold? It would be dreary and damp and dank. Won't that be fun? No! It would be miserable. Where'd a good spring weather at? And a PSA from Showcat to the feline overlords under Chief's house. Continue to exterminate varmints and accept the feeble gifts of food from your human servants. You never know when they will be useful to you, and besides, the Chief isn't really a human anyway, but keep that to yourselves. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.